5:39. Let's jump into and talk a little bit of sports. Okay, so we were just talking off the air before we fired this up that a little bit of brouhaha over the Baseball Hall of Fame. So what are they going to do? They're going to build a special wing for the steroids?
Welcome to the juicer wing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, welcome where everybody here has an asterisk.
Are you going to have a special wing then for the alcoholic wing and the special wing for the...
Alcohol is an enhancer.
For the amphetamine wing?
Well, okay. Now,
there are some in pro baseball that are suggesting that the dearth of offense or the lack of offense the last few years has less to do with the steroid ban as it does with the ban on amphetamines. They called them greenies back in the day, and there are those players who say that without them, they aren't nearly as alert and aren't nearly able to get through a 162-game schedule day after day after day and still play at a high level.
Well, I don't think that the chemicals should be allowed in the game.
Well, you got Willie Mays, Mickey Mantle, Hank Aaron, all of these guys from the 60s that are in the Hall of Fame, and the chances are very good that all of them used amphetamines.
You're telling Aaron.
They had bowls of them in the locker room back in those days. Really, I'm not kidding. That they were.
Did you
take
your vitamin?
They were totally. Basically, that's what they were called. Yeah.
Speed. Okay, so what's the difference? It's been a late overnight road trip. You're getting back into Milwaukee. You're the Brewers. You get back in at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you got a day game. So you're pounding the Monster Energy drink.
Yeah.
Is that any different?
Well, caffeine is legal in this country. Amphetamines aren't. That's the difference, I suppose.
Yeah. So what you're advocating is we legalize amphetamines. That's what you're
saying. No, all I'm saying is if you were going to penalize the performance-enhancing drug users, and even those guys who are only suspected and have never been proven to... I mean, the guys that are getting really penalized are the guys like Craig Biggio and Jeff Bagwell, Mike Piazza. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have never been linked in any way to steroids, but there are those voters who think that because you played during that time, you are guilty by association. And
well, you just said back in the day, everybody took amphetamine. So you are also attributing to the guilty by association.
I am. Because there's no way to know. It's just like now in the steroids.
Did you just say I'm right?
In the steroid era, there is no way to know who did and who didn't. Right. So some reporters have come to the conclusion, I'm going to vote for them because we have no idea who did and who didn't. It's impossible to tell.
Baseball is going to have to give up something that it's going to struggle with because baseball considers its stats, its record books to be sacred. That baseball is one of those sports where they will argue you can compare a baseball player from the 1940s to a baseball player today because batting average, home run, runs batted in, strikeouts. And other sports have gotten past this. Baseball's going to have to.
I agree.
Bart Starr is a Hall of Famer, but he threw the ball 12 times a game some days.
Yeah.
So how do you compare him with Aaron Rodgers, who can throw 40 passes a game? The game is different.
Yeah. Well, and baseball has come, at least some of the people that cover baseball have come to realize that stats are evolving. RBIs, wins, batting average no longer as important as other more complicated mathematical formulas that they use now to figure out who's good and who's not.
Okay, so let's switch over to basketball just for a second. Talk to me about Badgers.
Badgers are awesome. Ranked fourth in the country, undefeated, best record in 100 years, best record ever.
Illinois
to start
was supposed
a season.
To be good. Yeah, Illinois got their doors blown off last night.
This Wisconsin Badger team is fun to watch. They're good, they're unselfish, and they're going to go a long way.
All right, so now that's college ball.
That's Division I.
Division I college ball. All right, and so I'm also reading that UW-Stevens Point, the coach there, they got their 200th win.
He got his 200th win as coach.
Okay, and apparently that's a pretty big deal, right?
Well, it tied the mark for most wins by a coach at that university. They're ranked first in the country in Division III. So
now, where did they play?
They played in Menominee.
Menominee.
No, not Menominee.
Huh?
Menominee.
Oh. Against UW-Stout. Oh, boy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you set that up nicely. Oh, brother. Menominee.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
No problem.
All right, the Badgers, Division I.
Mm-hmm.
UW-Stevens Point, Division what?
Division III.
All right.
No scholarships. Most of these kids have school loans.
Help me to understand.
All but one player on the roster is from the state of Wisconsin.
Okay, I am confused. And welcome to the stupid sports question of the day.
Okay.
It's all University of Wisconsin.
Yes.
Okay, I'm confused. Where I'm from, there are separate schools, and those schools are in different. You know, there's Florida Southern College, and then there's Southeastern, and then there's University of Florida, and there's Polk State, and all these, and they're all different divisions based on their population and so forth. All of these schools, everything, every college up here is UW.
Not all. I mean, there are lots of private colleges. Marquette is not part of the UW system. Lawrence is not part of the
university
system.
I mean, you can't swing a dead cat without hitting school that's a UW school. And they seem to all be separate, but all the same.
That's the way it was set up, the satellite campuses in the various cities. And most of them have certain subjects that you would go to that college to study, that they specialize in things. Like Stevens Point specializes in natural resources. Eau Claire specializes in nursing. And
If you're really, really good at UWSP, UW Stevens Point,
mm-hmm.
can you graduate and then go down to UW Madison and, you know, being a big school?
You get a degree from UW Stevens Point.
I'm talking in sports. Can you work your way up?
No.
Well, I don't understand.
The guys that
it's like minor league versus major league.
Well, it's Division III. The guys that play at UW Stevens Point are, I don't want to say that they're not as good, but they're not as good as the guys that play Division I. That's
Seth
why
imagines Bo Ryan calling UW Eau Claire and saying, "Who you got? We need a guard. Send somebody over."
Sometimes it happens where a guy washes out at the bigger school and goes down and plays at the Division III school. It works the reverse
way. All right. So how do they play a lot of games down at, what was it you were saying?
Menominee.
Do they do a lot of, do they play a lot of games down there?
Menominee has a UW school. It's UW Stout, yes.
All right. Stout.
Stout.
And that's what
named
we're
after
about.
A guy. Named after a guy, a congressman or a state assemblyman back in the 1800s.
They weren't talking about the physical attributes of the people.
You don't have to be stout to go to Stout.
All right. And you don't
have
to
skinny
drink
people
stout.
There, too.
You don't have to drink stout in order to be.
No, but it helps.
WSAU will be right back.
Dennis Rodman was in North Korea today to help celebrate the 31st birthday of Kim Jong-un. He was, I guess he was like Kim Jong-un's birthday clown. Somehow, Dennis managed to talk 10 American basketball players into joining him on this trip to Pyongyang to play an exhibition game against a North Korean team. And I tell you, say what you want about Dennis Rodman, he's a really good boyfriend to Kim Jong-un. He's really good. You know, I was thinking about this today. You know why Kim Jong-un had his uncle executed? You know, he got had his uncle executed, I think, last week. According to the official statement, his uncle, quote, had improper relations with several women, was wined and dined at back parlors of deluxe restaurants, was ideologically sick, used drugs, and squandered foreign currency at casinos, which sounds like Dennis Rodman's resume. It's like his Wikipedia page.
Wisconsin Morning News now. WSAU Feedback at 8 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.